Christ's death has destroyed Satan. Hebrews 2:14. Since therefore the children have partaken of blood and flesh, he also himself in like manner shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who has the might of death, that is the devil. This verse indicates that in his humanity and through his death in the flesh, Christ destroyed Satan, the one who has the power of death. So on the negative side, Christ's all-inclusive death has solved the problems of sin, and Satan. He actually also dealt with the old man, the old creation, the world, and the ordinances. So we said on the negative side, his death took care of these things. How about on the positive side? Before we go on to the positive side, I just have to say, it is a wonderful fact that through the death of Christ, Satan was destroyed. Now, Christ's death also released the divine life. John 12:24, the Lord Jesus himself said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." He was referring to himself and his death. This verse refers to Christ's death. His all-inclusive death released the divine life that was within him. And this life bore much fruit. God started with a single grain, referring to the Lord Jesus Christ. And through the death of Christ, he now has many grains. We're not going to get into this now, but do you know what the much fruit is? Remember in verse John 12:24, it bears much fruit. Do you know what the much fruit is, which is mentioned in John 12:24, that was produced by the releasing of the divine life?